What's happening, sports crew, and welcome to the Week 10 NFL Picks Show. I'm your host, Mike Stromey, as it's just me today, as Lou Landers is somewhere in between Mexico and Texas, getting all settled in there. He's en route. It's just me today, giving you my best bets, and we're not going to mess around here. We're just going to get right down to it. But first, please check out our partners over at FantasyBlueprint.com. They are excellent at what they do. Shout out to my boy, Jonathan Danger Cole, as what he's able to, as what him and his boys have been able to do at Fantasy Blueprint has been phenomenal. They've been producing winners all year in DFS and with picks. My boy, my co-host Lou Landers has been given more picks over there, and they have been cash in. And speaking of cashing, you can follow me on Twitter at Stromey_93 over there if you do want to check that out. But that's being said, let's get down to business here. We're going to start with a game that I'm absolutely looking to avoid completely on this slate, and a game I really just don't have a feel for at this point would probably be, I want to say, but there's a lot of games that I kind of have a lean to one way or another, but I'm just kind of lost as to how the Bucks are going to respond after that debacle that was Week 9 Sunday Night Football, coming up against a Panthers team that went toe to toe with Patrick Mahomes and have been covering numbers all year. They are a 4.5-point home dog, total at 50.5, and their Week 2, I believe it was Week 2 matchup in Tampa, it was all Tampa. They were able to just dominate the line of scrimmage. We don't know if Christian McCaffrey is going to be good in this one after injuring a shoulder after coming off of that injury that lasted him a good 2 months. That's a game I'm going to stay away from. Don't have a feel on the total. Don't have a feel on the side. Are we going to see, a pissed off Tom Brady and all of that? I don't know if we will at this age. And Teddy Bridgewater and company have been covering numbers all year as a dog. Big time stay away. It's a number short. The number's weird at 4.5. I'm not touching it. Games I do like on the slate, though. We're going to start with a team in the Rust Belt that is coming off a bye in the Cleveland Browns. They are laying 3 points against the Houston Texans, who were coming off a shootout against a divisional opponent in the Jacksonville Jaguars. And listen, it's the line opened at 3.5. It's down to 3 -120. I'm not sure what that means as far as the action is concerned. I do think that Deshaun Watson and that offense is going to get some public action. But the fact of the matter is the Cleveland Browns have the better offensive line. I do expect Wyatt Teller to be back coming off the bye. You're getting back Nick Chubb to add to Kareem Hunt in that rushing attack going against the worst. Not only do the Houston Texans, and I brought this up on the DK show as well, not only do the Houston Texans have the worst rush defense, they have the worst defensive line in the NFL, they have the worst offensive line in the NFL, and despite the fact that the Cleveland Browns do have deficiencies in the back end of their defense, they still got guys like Myles Garrett, they still got guys like Olivier Vernon, who can get after the quarterback, and I do think that at the end of the day, it just comes down to controlling the line of scrimmage, and the Cleveland Browns are head and shoulders above what the Houston Texans can do there. I'll lay the 3 points coming off a bye with the Cleveland Browns. So, my next pick is actually a total we're looking at here, and that's on the 4 o'clock slate. Now, due to the Masters, it looks like CBS has pushed the majority of their games to 4 o'clock to lead to maximum Masters coverage, which I'm not mad about. I want to see the end of this tournament that has been pushed back 6 months. It's one of the best tournaments in sports and my favorite major. So not really a golf guy, but I really like the majors there. So gonna have one game on we're gonna be flipping back between the Red Zone and the Masters on Sunday. That being said, one CBS 4 o'clock game that probably would have been 4 o'clock anyways, It's just kind of weird that they kind of split up the slate. There's 5 1 o'clock games, 5 4 o'clock games. A little bit off track here, but I do think that the Cleveland or that the not Cleveland that the other orange team, the Denver Broncos and the Vegas Raiders. I think that total's way too high. When I capped this game, I thought the total would be in the 45-46 range. These teams do tend to play a lot of tight divisional games. The Broncos have a good defense. The Raiders like to control the ball through the run and extend drives that way. They have been getting in, both teams have been getting into shootouts lately, but the last two opponents that the Broncos had were the Chargers and were the Falcons, teams that like to get into shootouts and turn over the ball. And the Raiders obviously played the Chargers last week. That game went over the number, depending on where you got the number. But I don't see this game happening. Both these teams, in the last four matchups, so the last four times you've had a John Gruden-led Raiders team, one team has not gotten out of the teens. Whether that's the Broncos, whether that's the Raiders, do you think you see more or less of that today? I do believe this total opened at 55, 56. It's now down to 52. So if you do like the under, I would jump on it as soon as possible because I do think that this number is going to sharply drop. But that being said, I still love the under at 52. My third play is going to be, now this game's off of the board just due to the fact that the Detroit Lions have issues at the quarterback position. I do believe Matthew Stafford is in concussion protocol right now, so we might be the Chase Daniels show in the Moda City. But that being said, I don't really care who the Lions roll out at quarterback. I think that the Washington football team is the better team in this matchup, and I will take them at any price. Hopefully Matthew Stafford plays, and hopefully we get the Washington football team as a dog. Because I like them at just about any price in this matchup. If you look at every unit that is on the field, the best unit, whether it's whether it's a secondary, whether it's an offensive line, whether it's a defensive line, whether it's a rushing attack, passing attack, etc., the best unit on the field is going to be the Washington football team defensive line. Only the Pittsburgh Steelers have a better adjusted sack rate this season through 9 weeks, which is kind of shocking if you think about it. But if you look at what this, and again, we've been touting this defensive line since week one on the show, whether it was me, whether it's Lou. I do think that they are going to get after the quarterback. The Lions have a substandard offensive line. So I really don't think, if Stafford plays great, if Chase Daniels plays more better, I do think that the Washington football team is a better team. And I actually like Alex Smith in this spot, given the fact that this is probably the first time all year where he's had a full week with the number one offense, just due to the fact that he was the third string quarterback through training camp because you had Dwayne Haskins at the quarterback at the QB1. Then when he gets benched, it's Kyle Allen. He never really got a chance to work with guys like Terry McLaurin and Logan Thomas on a regular basis. He is a veteran quarterback, mind you. He doesn't have the mobility he has for obvious reasons, and we all know what those reasons are. But he's still a veteran quarterback who is more cerebral than most and is still more accurate than most. So I do believe that he won't be turning over the ball more likely than whomever the Detroit Lions roll out or under center. I think you're going to get them within a field goal either way, even if it is Chase Daniels. I don't think they will be favored, and I will be pouncing on the Washington football team as soon as that line is released. Currently, as it stands right now, the line is off the board due to the uncertainty, but that's something we'll monitor closely. Washington football team at any number. Now, my favorite play of the week is a game that's coming on Thursday night in a AFC South divisional matchup, which is actually going to be an intriguing watch for once, between the Tennessee Titans and the Indianapolis Colts. And I'm going to go with the home team here in Nashville, with the Tennessee Titans. I think they should win this game handily. I did cap them as a 6-point home favorite in this matchup. Listen, I just don't trust the Colts. I think they're an 8-8 team as it comes down to. comes down to it. Love what they have in the front seven. The addition of DeForest Buckner has absolutely transformed this defense into something that is formidable. You know, Darius Leonard is one of the better linebackers in the NFL, especially stopping against the run. But the thing is even if you are able to bottle up, even if the Colts are able to bottle up Derrick Henry, they still have to deal with Ryan Tannehill and AJ Brown and Corey Davis, and I think that a secondary can be exploited in a big time. It has been a problem all season long, and when it comes down to who's going to turn over the ball less, there is a huge discrepancy between the Tennessee Titans and the Indianapolis Colts when it comes to turnovers. Ryan Tannehill is not going to turn over the ball. Derrick Henry is not going to fumble. You can't necessarily say the same about Phillip Rivers, even though they've been able to mask the interceptions this year just due to the fact that they have that great offensive line. I just think when it comes down to it, the Titans are not going to turn over the ball. They're going to be able to move the chains. I don't know if the Colts are. They've been disappointing from a running back, from a rushing standpoint this season as well. And I just think the Titans are the much better team on a short week at home against a familiar opponent. They're not gonna turn over the ball. I'm gonna lay the 2 points with the Tennessee Titans in this spot. They are my favorite play of the week. I don't like to use the term lock because, well, every lock has a key, basically, but I absolutely love the Titans at this number. I think they're completely undervalued at -2. So just to recap, I'm gonna go lay 3 points with the Cleveland Browns. Not that hook isn't there. I know there's juice at -120. But they are the better team in the trenches by far. We're going to take the under in Las Vegas and Denver. That number is sharply dropping as we speak, so jump in on it when you can. This is going to be a tighter game. Just historically speaking, that's the way this has gone. Washington football team at any number. We don't have a number yet, just due to the fact that there's no quarterback announcement out of Detroit. But I do like the Washington football team at any number. And Le Titan, the Tennessee Titans. Go, Titans, go. -2. That's going to be my favorite bet of the week. But that'll do it for the First and Goal Show picks and preview. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike Strom or at Stromy_93, and be sure to check out our partners at fantasyblueprint.com. My boy Jonathan Danger Cole and his crew have been killing it all year, and we would be remiss if we didn't promote them as well. But for Lou Landers, hopefully he'll be back next week. I'm Mike Stromy. And as Lou would say, stay classy. Sports Crew Radio Network over and out.